Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Mindful Conversations, where we discuss contemporary problems of our daily lives. I'm your host Sima, and I'm joined by my co-host Emilia.
Hi!
Today we're going to delve into social media and the overwhelming number of messages we receive every day. This is a topic that I believe many people can relate to.
Oh, definitely.
Actually, now that I'm thinking about it, something quite fitting to this whole topic happened to me yesterday. So I was running errands and submitting uni assignments all day long. Busy girl lifestyle, you know? So of course I wasn't really on my phone, right? Well, my best friend didn't really get the memo. Oh wait, I'll go ahead and read out our WhatsApp chat from yesterday to illustrate her nonsense. Emma, that's her name by the way, at 11:23. Hi, what are you doing? 11:27. You won't believe who I just saw. 11:45. Do you think I should get the Dyson Airwrap? 11:48. I mean, I'd have to spend the majority of my paycheck on it, but I know I'd love it. 11:55. Why are you not replying? 12:06. Hello? 12:17. I think I'm gonna eat pasta today for lunch. 12:50. Girl, are you dead? And it goes on and on like that.
Oh my god. I mean, now hearing it, it sounds so dumb and ridiculous. But haven't we all gotten messages like this at one point? It's like, it's so uncommon and weird for others to not be constantly online that once you actually take your time to get things done, people kind of worry. Honestly, it sometimes feels like a full-time job to constantly be on alert. I guess to reply as soon as the notification comes up, it's kind of difficult. And God forbid hours pass between replying, people start to think I'm dead.
Oh my god.
Maybe it's not that extreme, but we all know the feeling, right? I mean, I can't even blame the others for that, can I? Because I'm as much stuck in this whole social media loop as my friends are, because it's just that normalized. I mean, while I am overwhelmed and feel pressured by replying all the time, I still do it. When I know it's not even that necessary all the time, and honestly, your chat with Emma showed that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, online interactions often lack depth, and we fail to establish genuine emotional connections to each
good
other.
Good point.
You know, it makes me sad because my friends and I often have shallow conversations online instead of meaningful ones offline. And I know it's not because we're growing apart or something. I completely blame the distance through the phone. I'm constantly so busy responding to the flood of messages I receive every day that I don't really have the time or energy to invest in the conversations I'm actually interested in. I also feel pressured to quickly respond to friends and family because many people believe the length of response time corresponds to their importance in my life. These expectations can lead to feeling like I'm letting everyone down.
Right. These online conversations often give the illusion of having a connection, but then the absence of these real meaningful conversations like you'd most likely have in real life really just results in a sense of feeling disconnected from your friends. And honestly, that's the paradox of it all. We're losing our connections while trying to maintain them. Because ultimately, we only attend these online talks because we enjoy each other's company so much. But then again, why not just invest the time in hanging out in real life? We know it's more fun this way anyway, but it often doesn't even cross our minds. It's always we should hang out more, but never when are you free to meet up? I recently read this book, it's called Why Social Media is Ruining Your Life by Catherine Ormerod, and she talked about how instead of having to make an effort to meet with our friends in person, we feel like we can live by these rather, she called them, weak ties to get little dopamine hits through these connections that we crave. And I think I wrote it down. She called it swimming in a simulated sea of social interactions.
Wow, honestly, that's true, because I can remember the last time I was texting with my friends, but I can't remember the last time I got coffee with over half of the friends in my contact list. I started noticing that more and more of my friends have started to become merely parasocial friends in a way that it doesn't fulfill me as much anymore to simply spend time with them texting. It's so weird to me to picture my friends and I in different rooms texting, giggling, and not really talking. Like, where is everyone?
Yes, true. We are isolated in our pursuit of connection. And while we definitely are connected through texting in some way, we're using our social time in rather shallow and meaningless fragments of our friendships instead of just focusing on real connections. Honestly, I'm not even against maintaining relationships also online. I mean, it's a good and efficient thing to do, especially during busy times. But I feel like recently, many of us got stuck in this way of thinking that it's enough to nurture friendships online, which evidently it's not.
Mm-hmm. I've had the same feeling lately, and that's why I've made the resolution this year to make some changes in the way I connect to others online. I've decided to put my phone in do not disturb mode after 9 p.m. That way I don't get any notifications or calls that I feel pressured to respond to before bed. I'm going to allow myself 24 hours to respond to non-urgent messages. You know, so many of us feel overwhelmed with messages that most people probably won't even mind if it takes a little longer to respond. And finally, I'm also going to try and meet up with my friends once a month so we can have some meaningful quality time together instead of exchanging quick messages online.
That's so valid. You're right. Like, these steps are so simple that we can all just take them in the new year. And honestly, this talk has kind of motivated me to do better in 2024 as well, instead of just complaining all the time. We should just let go of our inner procrastinator once in a while. I think I'm going to turn off the notifications on my phone as well, so that I only see the messages if I actively choose to open the app instead of getting triggered by all these alerts.
That's a good idea. You'll have to let me know how it goes. However, we've unfortunately run out of time for today. So thank you for joining us today on Mindful Conversations. Remember to subscribe and share your experiences with balancing online and offline connections. And as always, stay mindful, stay connected. Until next time.
Bye.